Brandon, how's the relationship between you and Eli changed over these first 3 weeks of the season?
Well, you know, we're still in the honeymoon phase, but you know, we're approaching some rough times. You know, we're sitting at 0-3, so that's a little bit rough. But you know, we'll be fine. You know, we were able to connect on a few passes this past weekend, and you know, that was good.
Brandon, as a football team here, 0-3, only three teams have come back to make the playoffs in that situation. What leads you to believe that you could be the fourth?
The men in this room, simple as that.
What about the quality of play? What do you have? You made improvement as a group last week. Yeah. What do you have to do to take the next step and get the W?
Yeah, I think we just have to build on you know, the plays that we made out there. Offensively, some things clicked. So we just have to continue to get better on the offensive side, and I think we'll be all right.
Do you sense that getting closer with the offense, clicking quicker in the game and things like that?
You know what? Obviously, there's no more victories, but, you know, we were able to do some things that we weren't able to do in the first 2 weeks, so that's promising. We built off of that. I think we'll be fine.
Britt, you came here with championship expectations. You're now 0-3. Just how frustrating is this start for you?
I've been in this position before. It's a long season. You know, all kinds of things happen. Every year is different. So I'm still happy. And obviously it's not the ideal situation right now, but if you've made it to this point, you know, making it to the NFL, then you're battle tested. You know, you have a lot of mental toughness because this sport is hard, you know, especially at this level. With so much going on and so much on our plates, you know, you have to be mental tough to be able to sustain and continue to perform.
Brandon,